Welcome to Torah Simecha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Faxbrenner, and today you will be learning Yeshayahu Perek Nun Beis, chapter 52. In the last chapter, we saw the Jewish people demand of Hashem that he awaken, and then Hashem responds with the same demand from them. Here Hashem speaks to the Jewish people about awakening, not as a demand, but as a promise. The chapter begins with the imagery of a woman in mourning. She is no longer wearing her finest clothing because she is alone. She is tired of waiting to be returned to her former life. So Hashem tells her that now the redemption is coming. She should get ready. Uri, liv shehu zeich tzion. Liv shehu bigdei sifarteich Yerushalayim mirakodesh. Awaken, awaken, Tzion. Clothe yourself in splendor. Put on your robes of majesty, Jerusalem, the holy city. There are two clauses here that have very similar meaning. The Abravanel points out that this is for two different aspects of the redemption. Uri, uzeich refers to temporal power, that we will be sovereign in our land once again. Liv shehu sifarteich refers to spiritual power. That is the clothing of splendor. Why? Ki lo yosif yavo vach od arel v'tamei. For the uncircumcised and unclean shall never enter you again. Radak says that this is not just generally those that are spiritually unwelcome, but this refers specifically to the descendants of Esav and Yishmael. The European prosecutors of Israel, usually referred to as the descendants of Esav, were uncircumcised. And the Muslim persecutors of Israel were circumcised, but their deeds made them impure. Why are we referencing these two groups here? Because they both lay claim to our land. And of course, this continues until today, almost 800 years more after the death of the Radak. According to Radak, this is a specific promise that those who claim to be the rightful heirs to our land will recognize our sovereignty and will lay claim to Jerusalem no more. Hisna'ari me'afar kumish v'Yerushalayim. Arise, shake off the dust, sit on your throne, Jerusalem. Hispatchi mosrei tzavareich shvia bat Tzion. Loosen the bonds from your neck, captive one, daughter of Tzion. Before, like in the last chapter, the image was of us laying on the floor in despair. And now Hashem tells us, get up and dust yourselves off. And now, until almost the end of the chapter, Yeshayahu will describe this journey from exile to redemption. Beginning with the exile, he laments, Kicho amar Hashem chinam nimkartem. Hashem says, you were sold for free. What does that mean? You went into exile for nothing. You were punished for your sins, but those sins have no worth. They bring you no benefit. It was a waste. And you will be redeemed without money. There is no way to bribe Hashem. Only true repentance will bring you back. This is according to Radak and Rashi. According to the Abravanel, V'lo b'chesef tigalu has the exact opposite message. Not that you will only come back with merit, but you do not need merit, here referred to as money, because we will be redeemed one day, no matter if we have the merit or not. We will not need to pay for it, so to speak, with our good deeds. In many previous exiles, our host nations persecuted us by choice. And now in our current exile, Va'ata mali ponu'um Hashem. What therefore do I gain here, says Hashem. Hashem is speaking here about his own place in exile and asks what he is gaining there. This is a reflection of what the sages tell us and we have spoken about before, that Hashem comes to exile with us, kilu kacha michinam, because my people has been carried off for nothing. Moshlav yehili lunum Hashem. Their rulers glorify themselves. Some explain that the sovereign nations glorify themselves with the very fact that we are in exile. They think that they have triumphed over the people of Hashem. According to others, they glorify themselves in being chosen by God to punish and exile his people, as he foretold. Rav Hirsch says that it is both. In their hearts, these nations are haughty enough to think that they have vanquished God's people. On the outside, they claim that they are only doing God's will. If we take a moment to think, it is evident that so many nations in history fit this exact description. They claim to be the servants of God while they oppress the Jewish people. V'samid kol hayom shmino minoatz, and constantly, unceasingly, my name is blasphemed, either by those who are saying that God is incapable of protecting his people, or by those that claim a false connection to him. But in the future, Mana'avu al heharim raglei mevaser mashmiya shalom. How pleasant on the mountain are the footsteps of the herald announcing peace. Mevaser tov mashmiya yeshua.
bringing good telling of good fortune, making salvation heard. Omer leTzion Malach Elokayach, telling Tzion, your God has ruled. Either in physical reality or in metaphor, God and his redemption will be announced from the top of mountains. Ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem Tzion. Eye to eye, they will see when Hashem returns to Tzion. The first eye is that of prophecy, that saw that Hashem will return us thousands of years before it happened. The second eye is in reference to the physical eyes of those who will be there when the redemption comes. These two eyes will now be synchronous. They will see the same thing. And with the open miracles, all parts of the land of Israel will rise and join in praising Hashem's return. And the prophet turns to the Jewish people and instructs them. Suru suru tzu misham. Depart, depart, get out of there. Tamei, it is unclean. Al tigao, don't touch it. Tzu mitocha, get out of there. Hibaru, cleanse yourself. This is talking about in exile. Once the opportunity comes, we need to run away as soon as possible. Nosei klei Hashem, those who carry the vessels of Hashem. The prophet tells us to leave as fast as we can, because the places we are now have false values that we need to divest ourselves of as soon as possible. We are those that carry the vessels of Hashem. We bear his values. We are supposed to embody the ideas and values of Torah. We have spent too long in exile absorbing the values that are not our own, that are not true. And as soon as we are able, we need to leave those places to cease their influence. We will not need to leave in haste because we are scared, nor in order to flee. It is only for spiritual reasons that we want to get out as fast as possible. And the telling of the redemption continues. Hine yaskila di yarum v'nisa v'gava ma'od. Behold, my servant shall prosper, be exalted, and raised to great heights. This verse is famously misinterpreted by Christians as referring to their false Messiah. This is clearly not the intention of the Navi. While there are those who explain that this verse as being about the ultimate true Messiah, most commentaries explain that my servant refers to the entire nation of Israel, that is often referred to in the singular as Hashem's servant. Ka'asher shamamu alecha rabim, just as the many were appalled at you because of your physical degradation, referring to the nation of Israel, kein yazeh goyim rabim alav, to the same extent, nations will exclaim over you, in the positive sense, yikbitzmu lachim pihem, kings will close their mouth, they will stop ridiculing the Jewish people as they did in the past. Why? Ki asher lo yisupar lahem ra'u, because they see that which was not told to them, v'asher lo shamu hisbonanu, and they will understand that which they have not heard. The metamorphosis of the Jewish people from oppressed and downtrodden to exalted and sovereign will be so dramatic that it will be like nothing they have ever been told or heard. The astonishment of the past will be matched by the astonishment now that these persecuted people have achieved such greatness. This theme of the change from lowliness to great heights will continue in the next chapter. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui Nishmas Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.